Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, as humble as we know how. God, we come this way realizing the responsibility that's laid upon us. As the Apostle Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that your will be done. Oh God, I pray today that your word, Lord, would prick the hearts and lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building today. Lord, and I pray, Father, that your word would touch us, Lord, that we might turn from our sin and turn toward God. We ask you now, Lord, this morning again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. And Lord, let us preach in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. God, that your word might go out, Lord, and do its work in the hearts of your people. Lord, that sinners would be converted and backsliders would turn from their wicked ways. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you would do a work in somebody's heart this morning. Lord, there may be somebody here discouraged. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage them. Lord, there may be somebody here, Lord, that's in trouble, Lord, that needs help. Lord, I pray for that help in their life. We ask you, Lord, there might be somebody here that's never been saved. Lord, they've never been born again. Lord, I pray, Father, that today would be the day, Lord, that they'd turn to Christ, Lord, and be saved before it's everlasting too late. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and give us words to say and let us preach, Lord, your precious word and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help us, for just a few minutes about rest. I want to talk to us about rest this morning. I don't know of anybody here that doesn't need rest, do you? When you talk about a physical rest, our bodies are not made to keep going on and on and on. The Bible said in 6 days God created everything, and on the seventh day he rested. That doesn't mean that God needed to rest. It meant that he was finished. It meant that there wasn't nothing else that needed to be done. And sometimes in our lives, we need to get to that place, amen, where we can finally say that it's finished and be able. You know, I know people that never do get finished. Do you? I know people that keep a going and seem like they don't ever get finished. They just have to lay their stuff down and walk off. But, you know, the Bible tells us that the Lord gave us that seventh day of rest. And people today are working 7 days a week, oftentimes 12, 15 hours a day. Our bodies were never created for that. We're wearing ourselves out only to find ourselves wore out and with less when we get to the end of life's way. Where our bodies were never intended to last that long. We're to seek after some physical rest. The Bible said the laboring man's rest is sleep is sweet. And so our bodies are made to rest. We can all, every one of us, we can all find the value in resting in our body. Amen. There's nothing better than to lay an old tired body down, to raise up the next morning and to feel refreshed. And isn't that a good feeling? Amen. Now, the Lord blessed us with that rest. Amen. There are times when we lay down and get up the next morning and we don't feel rested, and we feel like we didn't get enough sleep or maybe enough rest, and we try to carry on. But every once in a while, there's that day, there's that night where we get up and we feel refreshed. And that's the kind of rest, spiritually speaking, that Jesus is saying that we get when we come to him. We find a time of refreshing. We need that this morning. We need a time of rest. And you know, there's nothing that's any more peaceful than to be rested up and ready to go. When I think about this text this morning, Jesus says, come unto me. He says, I am that person of rest. I am the only one that can ultimately give you that rest. And you need peace of mind, and you need peace in your soul. The Bible said in the text, he said, I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Yeah.
He's the only one that can give us rest in our soul. Somebody said, what do we do to get a rest in the body? Some folks take sleeping pills, and they get to the place to where they're dependent upon sleeping pills. I want to tell you, the pill is not the cure-all. Amen. And it's really not. They try to convince us that there's a pill for everything. But the answer to real rest for our soul is in the person Jesus Christ. He said, come unto me. Amen. And where else can we go to find a rest for our soul? Sometimes it's not the outer rest that we're so desired for. It's the inner rest that we need. There are times when I get up in the morning and my bones are aching, my muscles are aching. But once I get stirred and once I get going, and that's no longer there. But the unrest in our soul seems like it takes the biggest toll over our lives. Somebody said, what has happened to us? You remember in the Bible when Naomi came back to Bethlehem after she had been to Moab for 10 years and it had taken a toll on her life. She had lost her husband. She had lost her two sons. And she's come back to Bethlehem, the city of bread, the place of promise. She had come back to the Lord, but there had been a change taking place in her. What had happened to her on the inside reflected on the outside. And they asked the question, is this Naomi? She never looked the same after she had been in Moab for 10 years. There are many folks today that have walked away from the Lord and they cannot find rest. But when Naomi came back to Bethlehem, there was a transformation had taken place, not on the outside, but on the inside. She had found some rest because of the Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you this morning, you're here today, and I realize that your soul is troubled and burdened and heavy laden. He said, come unto me, and I'll give you that rest. Amen. Amen. Well, what's he talking about resting the soul? Well, first of all, he's talking about resting from our labor. My friend, listen, many of us today, where it may be, we may look good on the outside, but the inside is wore down. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. We have labored in the soul. We have wearied ourselves in the journey. But I'm telling you, the Lord says that if you'll come to me, I'll rest your soul. Amen. We need a rest from our labor today. We pushed, we shoved, we did everything we know to do. And Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you rest from my labors today. You're here and perhaps you're weary in soul. The outside may feel refreshed, but the inside is weary. There is rest for your soul today, but it's not found in the world. You won't find it on the football field. You won't find it on the tennis court or on the basketball court or on the golf court or in a tree stand or in a boat. Amen. You'll find it in the Lord Jesus. Somebody said, if I could just get away. I'll tell you, if we could just get to Jesus this morning, we can find rest in our soul. From our labors, we have did everything we know to do. We've tried everything we know to try. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, when you've exhausted every resource in your soul, he said, come to me. He said, I am the one who'll give you rest from your labors. I tell you, there is no greater rest when we've worked a hard day's job and we got to the end of the day and laid down. Somebody said, I just drifted off to sleep about the time my head hit the pillow. Oh, don't we really long for that? Amen. I tell you, we do. Don't we long for the day when we lay down and our heads hit the pillow and we go out like a light How many of us today toss and turn? How sometimes the covers are too short and the bed is too narrow. But I'm telling you this morning how you can find rest free from your labors. How if you come to the Lord Jesus, He'll give you peace in your soul and you'll find rest in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But He also mentions here about rest from a heavy load. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I tell you, there's a lot of heavy burdens in life, ain't they? Amen. There's a heavy load along life's journey. There's the burden of sin. Sin is constantly loading us down. How we become slaves to sin. How sin is a burden. Somebody said, oh, but I enjoyed it. How you only enjoyed it for a season. And all of a sudden it begins to take its toll in your life. Amen. It bears upon it more and more. It enslaves you. Amen. It causes you to be placed into captivity. And the next thing you know, you're bound down with a heavy load. Jesus said, bring that heavy load, that heavy burden to me, and I'll take it away from you, and I'll give you rest. He said, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light. Amen. He'll take away that heavy burden of sin, and He'll lay upon you the blessings of the Lord. I tell you, I'd a whole lot rather live my life in this life and journey along the way with the load of the blessings of God than the burdens of sin.
Yeah.
And you, He said, I'll give you rest from that load. You know, this morning you're here. You're here for a reason. You know, it'd be good, real good, if we could come and unload, wouldn't it? It'd be a blessing this morning if we could come to the altars and unload that heavy burden. Preacher, I've been burdened with sin. We've got a real problem this morning, and it is a sin problem. We carry our sin too long. We can't seem to lay it down, and it won't let you lay it down. It'll keep on adding to it. Somebody said, I just tried it one time. I just took that pill one time. I just smoked that marijuana cigarette one time. I just took that crystal meth one time. That's all sin wants you to do. Amen. He said that we're enticed. How we're led away by our lust. And we're enticed. The next thing you know, lust is conceived. And it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. I've seen young folks. I've seen young children, bright-eyed with a great future ahead of them. Bright, smart young folks. And all of a sudden, they get mixed up with the wrong crowd. And next thing you know, they're on drugs. And they're drinking. And they're carousing around. And the next thing you know, their lives are going down, down, down. A spiraling staircase all the way to the bottom. What a waste of life. But I'm glad we have a merciful Savior. Amen. That's able to pick us up out of the miry pit and set our feet up on a solid rock. Amen. And put a smile on our face and a new song on our lips. Even praise to His holy name. Lord to give you a new life if you'll let Him. Amen. He's where we can find rest from that heavy load. I remember, and some of you probably remember the burden of sin. I remembered trying to get out of it myself. You remember the time where you said, I'm going to do better, and the next thing you know, it just didn't get no better. Next thing you know, here come along something else, and all of a sudden you indulged in that. And you maybe tried to find a degree from up here maybe to down here. Maybe as bad as this is, I can find something a little bit lighter to do. But the problem is it all carries the same weight. Amen. It's all sin. Amen. It's all heavy, and it's a load this morning. Some of us this morning are burdened down with troubles and cares of this life. And surely we have troubles. I believe the writer said in one place that man born of woman is few days and full of troubles. We have our troubles in this life. We have our problems. Yeah. I do. Amen. Yeah. Somebody said, oh, preacher, surely you don't have any troubles. I'm a human, ain't I? Just like you are. Yeah. And I have the burden of troubles and cares in this life. You know, what we'd love to do sometime is go down to the beach somewhere and just relax. But you know what the fact is? When you get through relaxing down there, you have to pick those troubles right back up and those cares right back up. Somebody said, I need a vacation. I'll tell you what you really need, amen, is rest in your soul from your heavy load this morning. And Jesus can bring that to you. He said, if you'll come to me, he said, bring it to me and unload it. And he said, I'll give you another load.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He said, my burden's light. Now, I'll say this morning. Being a Christian is labor. It's hard labor. It's lot labor. It's a blessing of labor, but it's a different kind. It's a labor that you get up every day and it's joy to go to work. Watch out now. Somebody wrote one time that if you find a job that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life.
That's right.
Now think about that. If you find a job that you love to do, you don't consider that work, and so you'll never work a day in your life. That's the way it is with Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. He'll give you a light load. And when he gives you that load, you'll love it so much that you won't even feel like you're working.
Amen.
He said, my load is light. My burden's light. And I tell you this morning, if you'll come to him, you can find rest from your troubles and cares, from your load of sin. Think about how the toll that it takes on your mind. Think about the toll that it takes on your heart this morning. Oh, my heart's broken from the heavy load, preacher. My mind is perplexed. It's confused with what to do. Jesus says, come to me. He said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you that rest. I tell you, there's no greater rest than peace of mind.
Amen.
Right? No greater joy than a heart that's been mended. Jesus said, if you'll come to me, I'll give you rest. There've been some times when worrisome come. There've been some times physically due to sicknesses and other problems that I didn't know which way to turn, didn't know what to do. I didn't know how the outcome was going to be. Turn that towards Jesus, and he carried that heavy load. Listen to me. Dr. Jesus is the great physician.
Amen.
He's a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
He's a psychologist. He's a surgeon. Amen. He's the general surgeon. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
This morning, he's all you need.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, if I could just find the right book that could direct me on what it is I need to do, I got good news for you.
Amen.
Here's the answer. The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Amen. I stand upon the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. I tell you, it's the book that has the answers.
Amen.
Because of the author of this book.
Right.
You have
Amen.
Troubles and cares, burdens of sin. Now the Bible tells us now, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. In Hebrews, he says this. He says, for we which have believed do enter into rest.
Yeah.
He said, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake of a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. In this place again, if they shall hear, he said, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of their unbelief.
Amen.
Many folks trample over the word of God, and they will not believe, and therefore will not find rest.
Amen.
We live in a very tired world, a very displeased people. I've never seen the unrest and unsettledness in our world that I see today. But did you know, in the midst of the storm, I'm glad we can find rest.
Amen.
You know, the storm was raging in the disciples' life one time as they was going across the sea, and Jesus was in the bottom of the ship asleep. Why, you think it bothered him? And they were all afraid for their life. And somebody said, go wake him up. Wake up the master. And they go down and they wake him up.
Yeah.
And he walks out on the bow of the ship and says, peace be still.
Yeah.
And instantly the sea become calm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's the rest we need.
Amen.
Is when the master says, peace be still.
Amen.
Now, what he's saying is, sometimes we just run over those words. But he says, peace, be still.
Yeah.
And it calms. That's what he's saying to your heart this morning.
Yeah.
Peace, be still. Know that I am God. And besides me, there is none other, is what he said this morning. It would do us good to come unto the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Preacher, I'm nervous. I'm uncertain. I'm afraid. What about tomorrow? He holds tomorrow in his hand. He already is working on my tomorrow before I ever get there. This morning, he's working on your tomorrow. Wouldn't it be something today if we could come to Jesus knowing and putting our faith in him and our trust in him and his word when he says, be calm. Wake up in the morning, and regardless of the troubles, regardless of the temptations and the trial, you find rest for your soul. This morning, you're here and he wants to give you rest. You know what it feels like to be scared? That heart goes to pounding. You want to run, but there's no place to run. You want to hide, and there's no place to hide. The only refuge we have this morning is found in our Lord, the rock of our salvation, while we stand this morning.